This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. Hear from people throughout the country who have achieved tremendous control of their health and finances through the balanced nutritional products being offered by Relive International worldwide. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO for the Lifestyles program. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy. Training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
It takes church people to make the scripture really complicated to where people can't even hardly comprehend it. God wants us just to be simple. He loves us. He wants us to know that He loves us. Here's a theology that I love to teach on. This is one of my favorite theologies, and it's a doctrine that most churches can handle. It's really easy doctrine. It goes like this. God, good. Devil, bad. How's that? Pretty simple, isn't it? Huh? That usually works almost every day in my life. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can we just have a little bit of a Bible class in here this morning? Can we do this? Everybody say this together. God, good. Devil, bad. Boy, you just got it. You just got a master's in theology. If you can, that'll deal with about 99% of what you got to walk through every day. Come on, let it sink in. I'll try it again. I know this is a tough lesson. God, good. Devil, bad. That means that if something is coming into your life that is trying to wipe you out, manipulate you, control you, work you over, hurt you, or is not good for you, then how many of you know that that is not God? Huh? Come on, help me, amen? Come on, God didn't take your grandmother at 50 years old because he needed more angels in heaven. That is not God. God don't do that. Come on, somebody, amen? That's the devil. God is good. Devil is bad. I got to watch myself at funerals because when people, I go to a funeral and somebody says, well, God took them home. I want to smack them. I do. God ain't took nobody home. God, out of his grace and his love, opened up the doors of heaven and received them into heaven even when they got taken out early. God ain't killing people today. Oh, you ain't heard me. The devil seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. That is not in God's repertoire. Huh? He's come to bless, to give abundant life, to help you overcome, to live victorious. He come to heal you. I can't stand it when people attribute evil to God. Listen, God, good. Devil, bad. I know that's messing with some of you, isn't it? How many know when you got that job that you didn't deserve, that was God? How many know when you walked into a place of healing, when the doctor said you were going to die, that wasn't the devil, that was God. Y'all getting it now, right? God is good, devil bad, all the time. It's absolute, hallelujah. So how many of you understand this morning, I want to tune into the things of God because God's got a good plan for my life. It's a good plan, it's a great plan. God has a way where there seems to be no way, but I got to learn a few things about how to bring simplicity back into my life. I can't complicate it. Come on, somebody, amen? Because watch this. God likes to take the things of the kingdom, and he doesn't hide it from us. He hides it for us. I've used this analogy before, but this is a great analogy. We just had Easter, amen? Proverbs 25, verse 2 says, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and is the glory of kings to search the matter out. How about that? It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and it's the glory of kings to search a matter out. Think about that. How many believe that you're a king and a priest unto God? Come on, if you're a born-again believer, then how many of you know you're a king and a priest unto God? Revelations chapter 1, verse 6 says, he has made us kings and priests unto God. Say, hello, king. Look at somebody next to you. Hello, king. And look back at him and say, hello, priest. Well, we could just live in a different revelation if we just catch that, wouldn't we? Some of us walk around just going, I'm just, nobody loves me. I'm good for nothing. I failed God. Now you're a king and a priest. I think that helped you. Hallelujah. That means you got a kingly nature and a priestly nature living on the inside of you. And when you have a kingly nature, the Bible says that it is the glory of a king to search things out. You got to find the things. You got to search them out. You got to look for the hidden treasures and the mysteries of God. Come on, somebody. Amen. How many know a couple weeks ago on Easter Sunday, we had a big Easter egg hunt right outside of the church out there in the field. We had little things all tied up and roped off, and we had different age groups out there, and we put Easter eggs out there. Y'all remember that? And how many know we didn't hide the eggs from the children? We hid the eggs for the children. Huh? I'm going to try that again. We didn't hide the eggs from the children. We hid the eggs for the children. You say, no, Pastor. We hid them from the kids. Yeah, but we didn't hide them hoping they would never find them. We hid them hoping they were going to find them. Come on, amen. We didn't go out and spend $200 on plastic eggs just to leave them out there in the field and no kids find them. Come on, amen. We didn't spend $200 on a bunch of chocolate candy for it to sit in a barrel and melt. We had an intention for the, am I helping anybody? Come on, amen. And the younger the kids were, the more visible we made the eggs. We didn't even really hide them. We just threw them in the field. Huh? Back there on the little playground, little Seth, my little nephew Seth, he was out there running in the field just picking them up. Just grabbing eggs off the ground. It was like he was finding hidden treasure. Come on, how many know what I'm talking about this morning? Amen? So the younger they were, the more visible we made it so they would know where to find it. Why? Because you got all kinds of thrills just watching the kids find the eggs. Jesse found one with a blue star on it. She's out there running. We had blue stars that were worth big prizes if they found an egg with a star on it. She's running through the field. I walked out there after the Easter egg hunt. She was on the swing. I said, "You found an egg with a blue star on it?" "I found it. I found it. I found it. I found it. Look what I got." She had some little baby doll that came with the star. How many know she was excited to have that baby doll? How many know as her daddy, I was pretty excited for her too. I was glad she found the one with the blue star. Amen. I mean, I didn't look at her and go, "Well, any dumb kid could find an egg laying in the grass, Jesse." I mean, I didn't say that to my daughter, amen? They're just laying out there in the field. You ain't got to have a half a brain to find the egg, kid. That's not what I did. I said, "You found it, you found it, you found it. Daddy's so happy for you." Come on, amen? Why? Because it's the glory of God to conceal it, but it's the glory of kings to find it. Their pleasure isn't in finding it, and our pleasure was in hiding it for them. Come on, we had a good time, didn't we? Amen. Guess what? Your Father has got hidden secrets for you. He's got nuggets. He's got some Easter eggs for you with blue stars on them. And it's His glory to hide it, but it's also your glory to find it. Come on, there's treasures for you. And He hides them in places where you can find them. You just got to be walking in the Spirit. You just got to be seeking God. Amen? Huh? Sometimes He hides them in a problem. Sometimes He hides them in other places, but sometimes He hides them in a problem. Isaiah 45 says that secrets come out of darkness and treasures out of hidden places. So all of a sudden you walk into the middle of a trial in your life, or your life takes a turn that you weren't ready for, and you find yourself in a place on the journey that you weren't expecting, and God said, no, just keep walking in faith. Listen to my Spirit, because along this path on your journey, I got some hidden treasures for you. I got some nuggets of truth. I've got some new revelation that's going to carry you to the next thing in your life, the next dimension, the next promise. I wish somebody would help me this morning. God's got hidden treasures for you. Come on, when you're a king, you don't throw in the towel and start crying when it ends. "Well, what are we going to do now? Well, I don't know. Why are we going to go? My car broke down. What am I going to do? I ain't got no car." No, you're a king. Come on now.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Listen, if I'm a king, I go, there's a secret for me somewhere. There's a treasure for me somewhere. I just got to keep seeking God. I just got to keep looking. I just got to keep serving. I just got to keep believing that God is going to show up in my life, and I'm going to have a breakthrough around the next corner. That's how my life works when I walk by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is looking for people to become childlike, to be simple and searching for Him. Second thing I want to tell you is if you want to walk in the spirit of revelation and unlock the mysteries of God, you've got to be willing to obey what you learn. You got to obey what you know. Come on, amen. You have to be willing to obey what you know. John 7:17 says this, "If anyone wills to do his will," say that with me, "if anyone wills to do his will," now how many of you know God has a will? Are we in agreement? God has a will. He has a purpose. Somebody say, he's got a purpose. He has a plan. He has a will, he has a purpose, and he has a plan. But he said, here's the secret. If any man is willing to do what God wills, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. In other words, this is what he was saying. He was saying there are some things in the kingdom that you will not discover for yourself until you're willing to do what you know to be right. You got to be obedient. You're not going to get the revelation until you're obedient. Amen? Somebody said, can I get a guarantee this is going to work? No, not until you do it. Come on, let it sink in. How many know most of us, we want upfront guarantees before we do anything? We want to know what we're getting into before we get into it. Well, how many of you know when we do that, we remove the faith element from the things of God? Come on, God didn't call you to live a life that's predictable. He called you to live a life of faith. Amen? We don't take anything by faith. We want guarantees in our life. And God said, no. That's not how I operate. If you want to walk in the spirit of revelation, here's what you got to do. You got to be willing to do what you know to do. You got to be obedient. Clarity concerning the things of God comes from believing and willing yourself to do what you know to do. The more that I'm willing to walk in the light, the more revelation I get, the more that obedience flows out of me, the more I'm going to have. I got to be obedient, amen? How many of you know he continues to give me more light, so I steward the revelation that I have in my life right now? So I see that thing begin to manifest. In other words, I become responsible for the revelation that he gives me. Listen, you can't go from revelation to revelation and from glory to glory unless you're going to be responsible for what God gave you. You can't squander the revelation from God. Hallelujah. Now listen, God's not going to hold you responsible for things you don't know, but he's going to hold you responsible for things you do know. The principles of God that you do know. There's two kinds of sin in the kingdom that keep us from victory. It's the sin of commission. The things that you do that you know are wrong. Oh, you know what you did? We talked about that last week. Come on, the things that you do. And then there's the sins of omission, meaning there are things that you knew to do, but you never did them. You knew to do right, but you just didn't do right. The Bible says to him that knows to do good and does not do it, it is sin. Sins of omission. In other words, we miss the mark. Why? Because I have to be willing to do what I know to do. See, listen, you can't get a revelation on forgiveness until you learn how to operate at the level of forgiveness that you know. I can talk about forgiveness all day and you can understand it, but if you're not going to operate in it, then you can't walk in it. You'll walk out of here holding a grudge against somebody, even though you know you shouldn't. Come on, help me, amen? How many know if you come into a real difficult place in your life and all of a sudden somebody does something that's horrible, they violate you or they abuse you, you could never, ever walk out of that offense if you don't learn ahead of time to do the things that you know to do at that level of offense. Otherwise, you're going to get offended. Come on, let it come. Let it come. It's coming. Amen? That means when somebody's offensive to you, you got to be willing to say, well, don't worry about it. It's okay. It doesn't bother me that you wronged me. I walk in forgiveness towards you. I'm not going to hold nothing against you. Because if you do what you know to do, then God's going to give you more revelation when difficult things come to your life. The third thing is if we're going to walk in the spirit of revelation, then we're going to have to learn to meditate on the Word of God. Somebody say meditate. Meditate on the Word of God. The biblical art of meditation. And I say biblical on purpose because there's a difference between meditation and biblical meditation. Look in Psalm 77. I want you to see this. Psalm 77, verse 6. This will make a lot of sense to you. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. That word meditate right there is the same word that we use to describe a cow that chews its cud. I mean, a cow's got four stomachs. I learned that when I was in the FFA. Cows got four stomachs. They chew some food and they swallow it into one stomach and then they spit it back up in their mouth and they chew it and chew it and chew it and chew it and then they swallow it down into another stomach and spit it back up in their mouth and chew it 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 and chew it, swallow it back down into another stomach, spit it back up in their mouth, chew it some more and then swallow it into the last stomach. That's what that word means. They meditate. They get everything that they can get out of that. That's good for them. Come on, amen? When I meditate in the night, when I meditate in my mind, my spirit is making me chew the cud. It's making me search what it is that God's wanting to show me. I'm letting it play out in my mind. Now listen to me very closely. Eastern meditation, or what the world calls meditation, listen, this is very valuable for you today. What the world calls meditation is they're trying to get you to empty out your mind. Just empty out yourself. Don't have no thought. Don't have no emotion. Just, come on, that's Eastern meditation. That's not biblical meditation. Amen? Come on, somebody help me. Amen? Biblical meditation says fill your mind with the right stuff. Fill your mind with revelation. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Because how many know if you fill your mind with the right stuff, you won't be full of the wrong stuff? Come on, if you fill your mind with the Word, you won't be full of anxiety. If you fill your mind with the Word, you won't be full of fear. You won't be full of murder. You won't be full of rebellion. You won't be full of justice. You'll be full of the Spirit of God. Come on now. Psalms chapter 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on it does he meditate day and night. He meditates on the law of the Lord. And the Bible says the person that does that, he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water, and his leaf will not wither, and he will bear fruit in its season, and whatsoever things he does, he shall prosper. Somebody shout, I got to meditate. Hallelujah. Woo, I've come to tell somebody, if you can just steal yourself from all the voices that are trying to tell you what to do, trying to get you offended, trying to break you down, all the voices trying to talk to you and screaming at you, if you'll just get still and fill your mind with the precious Word of God and sit in His presence and meditate on His Word and meditate on the Lord, then God's going to show up in you in the power of the Spirit and dwell in you richly, and you won't be beat down, you'll be built up. You won't be discouraged, you'll be encouraged. Come on, somebody ought to shout. You don't have to take it. You are an overcomer. Amen. Now, the Bible says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Things that are honorable, things that are of a good report, things that tell me that God's got a good future for me, things that says that God's got a miracle for me right around my corner, that breakthrough is on my horizon. Think on these things. And when you meditate on good things, your spirit will begin to search the things of God, the mind of God, the Spirit of God, and understand that God has a promise for your life, that you weren't born in defeat, but you were born for victory, that you don't have to be overcome, but you are an overcomer. Because when I meditate on the Spirit, my heart searches the things of God. Oh, hallelujah. Stop being a victim. You've got in you what you need.
Oh, praise Him.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.